Hello, this is Dr. Tracy Marks, and welcome to my personal development podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 14th, 2009. This is episode 7. Today's topic will be how to recover from tragedy. Unfortunately, tragedy touches all of us at some point in our lives. In the moment, it may feel like nothing can lift your spirits or pick you up. But as time goes on, there are certain coping mechanisms you can adopt to move forward. Moving on is a critical step because if you don't accept what has happened, you may be holding on to the grief forever. It doesn't matter what tragedy has happened in your life, grief tends to follow a sequence of 5 stages. While you may not experience all stages, you'll likely experience a few of them. When you allow these stages to run their course, you'll be able to go on with your life. So here they are. The first stage is denial. In the initial shock of a tragedy, your first reaction may be to deny that it ever happened. At the time, it may be the best way for your body to avoid the pain. Depending on what happened, this stage can last from moments to weeks. However, staying at this stage is detrimental since you're never really facing or accepting what happened. The second stage is guilt. Guilt is usually a part of grief even if you don't have a reason to feel guilty. When you look to a situation after it occurred, it's easy to point out the things that you should have done. Take the time to feel the pain if you have to, but make sure you strive beyond this stage as well. The third stage is anger. It probably won't be long before anger sets in. You've realized that you have no control and there's nothing you can do to repair the tragic situation. It's important to feel your anger, but at the same time, you mustn't allow yourself to be controlled by it. You don't want to become bitter because bitterness can become its own disease. The fourth stage is depression. This stage will often last a long time. While you might not feel like talking with friends, it's important to reach out to others when you're feeling depressed or let others connect with you. You may discover a lot of things about yourself during this self-reflective time, which is why it's an important part of the grieving process. But you mustn't get stuck dwelling on your own worries or anxieties. Things will get better. You will eventually notice that your life and outlook gradually improve. Time is a great healer, but time has a way of moving very slowly when you're watching the clock. You have to trust that you will feel better and allow yourself the time you need to heal. During this period, it's important to keep your lines of communication open and remember that your loved ones want you to have a long, happy, and healthy life. The last stage is acceptance. This is where you truly have accepted the loss and you now feel hope for the future. Although you've experienced a major disruption, your life is starting to feel otherwise back to normal. One last thought. It's common to feel stuck in a certain stage of grief. This is especially true when it comes to depression. The best thing you can do is to keep forging ahead. If you feel like things are taking longer than they should, you always have the option of seeking professional help. Grief counselors are able to help you with your unique situation and may have some simple strategies to help you move forward. Thank you for listening today and have a great week.